Every year, somebody comes here as our national representative. And you can never tell, you know, how it's going to go and what it's going to be like. And they're all good, but there are some that are very special. And the Director of Strategic Communications in Baltimore is one of those special folks. Please put your together and welcome back with me, Anil Lewis.
I'll be brief. Those are the last famous words of a Southern Baptist preacher. I'll be brief. You missed a football game. There's no fried chicken left when you get out of church. Exactly. NFB of New York. Okay, there's four people. That's one. Now, I was just curious. This has nothing to do with my presentation. But is it New York City that's the Big Apple, or is it the state that's the Big Apple? Okay, thank you. I was just checking.
The apples are growing up here, and we
stole them. Good enough. I understand. This is going to be a tough crowd, I can see. Exactly. Maybe I should have had a drink. One of the hardest tasks in serving as national rep is the banquet speech. Some individuals have a style about them that is reminiscent of a Tim Brooke or Jernigan or Maurer. I don't profess to be in that particular league. I think my strength lies on my personal experience with the organization, and I like to try to share my personal experience because I know that we all have a story, and I'm hoping that by sharing a little bit of me, what I learned from the organization and how I feel about the organization, that it'll inspire you to do the same. So my goal here is not so much to be inspirational, but if you're inspired by something I say, then all the better. My goal is not to be educational, but if you learn something while I'm doing this, then that is good as well. My goal here is to be an example in showing what I do, my flaws and imperfections, as well as my triumphs and successes. I hope that you understand, much like I learned coming into this organization, that we're all human with extreme potential. And that potential is manifest due to the National Federation of the Blind. Now, before I get started, I have to always give greetings from Dr. Maurer, who I'm sure would love to be at every convention, and who, in my stead, would give a tremendous, motivational, moving presentation. But it is my job to feel this responsibility in his stead. I'd also like to give my sincere appreciation to your president, Carl Jacobson, who's been a tremendous mentor for me, whether he knows it or not. His humor and his commitment and passion about this organization proves him to be a very balanced person. And I think that we as an organization are better for having him as one of our leaders. Carl, the fruit of what you do is demonstrated throughout every person in this room. The hard work and effort that you put forth toward growing the New York affiliate is manifest in so many people here today. And I'm just extremely proud to call each and every one of you a member of my Federation family. So I want to share, and I want to tell you just point blank, I believed that blind people had no capacity. And then I became a blind person. So if you understand what that means that I had the perception that blind people had no capacity. And then I became a blind person. The natural progression would be, so then you change your perspective. No. When I became a blind person, I still believed blind people had no capacity. All right, I saw Stevie Wonder, Ray Charles, but I had no musical acumen. You know, I played the cello. That's not going to get me on BET. My brother and my sister, you've heard the story at National Convention if you were there, or you've heard it in previous presentations. They both worked at the Georgia Industries for the Blind. Up until that point, I thought I was going to be a double E major, meaning an electrical engineer. And I lost my sight, and I thought I was going to be relegated to working at the Georgia Industries for the Blind, sewing kit bags and putting J spoons in bags. I believe blind people had no capacity. And then I became a blind person. I often reflect on that and wonder whether Jacobus Tenbrook, before the tragic accident with the arrows had the same dilemma. I wonder if the founding father of our organization, prior to him becoming blind due to a result of an accident of an arrow, thought that blind people had no capacity. And I often wonder if, when he became a blind person, if he still had that same dilemma. If he still felt that blind people had no capacity, and now he's one of those blind people and no longer has capacity. Whether he did or not is irrelevant, really, because we recognize as an organization that if he did, he overcame it very quickly. There is no more tremendous demonstration of the capacity of blind people than Dr. Jacobus Tenbrook. In 1940, he brought a group of like-minded individuals together to found the National Federation of the Blind. In addition to all of this, you guys know the story. Jacobus Tenbrook, tremendous constitutional scholar, law professor, an extreme, tremendous example of the demonstration of the capacity of blind people. I don't know how long it took me to come to a perception that blind people had capacity, but I'm glad that I did. I'm glad that I had the slow, progressive transition into believing in not only myself, but in my Federation brothers and sisters. But we every day have to face the same stereotypical lack of capacity that society has related to blind people every day. And they believe wholeheartedly that we have no capacity or little capacity. The statement is, if we start believing that little can be accomplished, then little is the best that we can accomplish. That's the philosophy I had when I became a blind person, that little could be accomplished. So that when I was able to accomplish that little, I thought it was tremendous. I went through vocational rehabilitation and I learned Braille because someone told me that I needed to learn it. Thank God that they did. But unfortunately, they didn't set a high expectation for my performance in Braille. So I took a Braille class and was reading 33 words per minute. So I thought little could be accomplished. And 33 words was little. So when I accomplished it, I thought I was awesome. I'm reading 33 words per minute in Braille. I am the man. I thought little could be accomplished. So when I was able to go from one location to another location using my telescope and my short white cane, I thought I was somebody. Hadn't heard about the Federation, hadn't heard about the long white cane. But luckily for me, there was a man by the name of Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, who believed that given the proper training and opportunity, that the blind can be equally competitive with the sighted. Luckily for me, those individuals that were part of this organization found me and told me that I could be better than 33 words per minute. Told me I could do better than route travel using a short white cane. I think they call them gut busters. And luckily for me, later in life, and this has happened since the last time I was here in New York, they encouraged me to go to Louisiana Center for the Blind. So I went to Louisiana Center for the Blind in January, and you know, Dr. Joanne Wilson, founder of the Louisiana Center, has a philosophy. She says, break them down and then build them up. And that was necessary for me because, like I said, I thought I was the man. So to go in that environment and recognize that there are people that are so skilled that they can read Braille at 250, 300 words per minute was very humbling. Recognizing that someone could give me an address and point me in the direction and say go and I could find it was tremendously empowering. Standing behind those power tools to take three long boards of cherry wood and turn them into a 2-foot-tall mantle clock was a tremendous accomplishment. I thought I had all the computer skills I needed, but I sat in front of that computer and I already had Word skills. They opened up Microsoft Excel, whole new world. Didn't know that a blind person could put together a PowerPoint presentation. It's all because we set the high expectation. Sure, we accept you where you are, but we're not going to let you rest on your laurels. We challenge each and every member of this organization to be the better person. And luckily for me, I was challenged to do that. You get to a point where you have to reflect and you see where you've come from. I believe there was that blind people had no capacity. And then I became a blind person. I demonstrated little capacity, and then I became empowered by the National Federation of the Blind. And then I realized that the sky is the limit. You guys may remember in one of Dr. Maurer's banquet speeches, I love this phrase. He looks out across the audience and he says, "Oh my, a whole bunch of blind people." Well, in the beginning, I would have interpreted that as, "Oh my, a whole bunch of blind people. Who wants to be in that group? Who?" They have no capacity. I didn't want to be a part of this whole organization of blind people because all I saw was blind people sitting around and complaining. And I wanted something positive in my life. And then you know what? I paid attention to what the blind people were complaining about. They're complaining about blind kids not getting Braille in school. They're complaining about blind adults not getting proper orientation and mobility skills. They're complaining about individuals who set a low expectation for blind people, that they relegate them to a class of dependency. And then I realized, you know what? That's something to complain about. And then I learned something even better, that they weren't just complaining. They were changing what it means to be blind. And I came to embrace and love my Federation family, my Federation family. And I stand here and I say, "Oh my, a whole bunch of people." Before I close, there's a couple things I want to share with you. One of the big benefits that Carl says, when you attend a state convention, you learn a lot. And I learned a lot here. Unfortunately, I don't have the presidency of the Georgia affiliate to take it back to, but being an active member of the Maryland affiliate, hopefully I can be an integral part in bringing what I've learned here. Who knows, maybe in October, the NFB of Maryland will be having a horse race. But what I learned more is I learned that the spirit of the Federation is alive. And that's reassuring. Because you guys don't come here because you get paid to come here. You guys don't come here for any other benefit than knowing that what you do makes a difference in the lives of others. And that is such a selfless offering. And that's why I love this organization. I sit here and I eavesdrop on these conversations and I hear people sharing things to make life better. And that's what it's all about. A few people approached me this weekend, and I'm all the better for it, because they shared their personal testimony with me. They shared their struggles with me. Hopefully, I share some suggestions on how to make their life better, but in doing that, they made my life all the better. And I thank them for it. For me, you guys shouldn't have done that. All right, everybody all together now. Ooh. I was in a leadership Georgia class, and one of the closing ceremonies, they had fireworks. And everybody in the class by then knew I was blind. So we're standing out in the open field watching fireworks. And I look up, and I'm saying, "Ooh. Ah," as I hear the snaps and the crackles and the pops. And people are looking at me like, "I knew he was faking." You heard me mention and wonder whether Jacobus Tenbrook had the same feeling of capacity of blind people. You heard me talk about Dr. Jernigan and his philosophy. You heard me talk about Dr. Maurer and the "oh my." I love that phrase. And I can't help but reflect on what Carl's been saying throughout the organization, throughout the weekend. They're individuals that retire, but the organization will not retire. Thanks to the hard work and effort of each and every person in this room, especially the youth, the scholarship winners, the individuals who are going to carry the mantle forward, I recognize wholeheartedly, appreciate, and respect the fact that the glory of the Federation will continue to march on until we reach equality, opportunity, and security. I want to thank you all once again for sharing a little bit of your weekend with me. I hope that my role here has been beneficial. God bless you all. I love each and every one of you. God bless the National Federation of the Blind. Thank you.
election way. New arcane legislation brings the dawn of a new day. The right of the blind to organize is surely here to stay. Our cause goes marching on.